It was a 6-year archive of classified military documents that was released by website WikiLeaks over the weekend. 92,000 reports that offer an hour-by-hour, sometimes minute-by-minute log of U.S. military actions in Afghanistan. The picture that emerges suggests that the U.S. effort in Afghanistan is more complicated than previously reported, and that perhaps NATO's position is not as strong as they have said. They suggest the U.S. is responsible for more civilian casualties than previously reported, and they detail the activities of a black unit that's responsible for hunting down Taliban leaders. The reports were released just as Congress prepares to vote on the financing of the Afghan war. That's going to happen as early as this morning. And a Senate panel is holding a hearing this morning on General James Mattis, President Obama's choice to oversee military operations in Afghanistan. Well, we're now joined by the man behind WikiLeaks, the founder, Julian Assange. Good morning.
Good morning. I just have to correct one of the statements you made in your introduction. The black unit is responsible for hunting down alleged Taliban leaders, not Taliban leaders. And that is really the problem with our unit, that there is no judicial review or oversight of the people who are placed onto the U.S. assassination list, the JPEL.
Well, let's talk about how many documents did you withhold?
We've withheld approximately 15,000 documents for further review. So they will be reviewed and some names probably redacted and released. And then once the security situation in Afghanistan improves, we will release the full text.
Well, some of the people that we spoke with yesterday suggested that the documents that were released were really, they're raw data, unfiltered, unsupported, sometimes not entirely sourced. And it's difficult to use these documents to get a clear picture of what's going on in Afghanistan simply because these were data as it was collected without any sort of verification or analysis going into them. What's your response to that?
Well, that's precisely what makes this data set so impressive, that this is the instantaneous reports from troops on the ground, from intelligence officers, from U.S. embassies speaking to each other about Afghanistan. It is what people really thought, or rather said that they thought at that moment, before there has been a chance for any kind of massaging of the information or putting it into a form where it might be publicly presentable. It is the raw stuff, the raw evidence, including the how, when an event took place, the precise geographic location, and the particular military units involved. Then there's also additional information, such as what people said, how many people they say were killed, what type of people they say were killed or wounded. That second type of information is, of course, less reliable because it is self-reported, and there are sometimes reasons why people want to lie about what they're doing.
Well, let me present to you a question from one of our listeners. KP in New York asked us, is WikiLeaks assembling these documents selectively? Are there any documents you received that you did not release? And that occurs to me as a question for you. I remember reading your goal, as you stated in a recent magazine profile, that your goal through WikiLeaks is to expose injustice by revealing secrets that could bring down many administrations that rely on concealing reality, including the U.S. administration. So if we're relying on you to selectively edit, I guess, sometimes, or choose what documents to release and what not to release, how do we know that your agenda to bring down governments that are concealing things, that you're not pursuing your agenda by choosing what documents to release?
Well, we can get philosophical. How do you know anything? This is an archive of 91,000 reports. We have released 76,000 reports. The ones that have been withheld are being withheld for our agenda to cause justice. And it would not be just if local Afghanis who were, if you like, innocent informers were targeted for retribution by the Taliban. But once the security situation in Afghanistan improves, will we release the full text of all those 15,000 reports as well. And if the redaction process proceeds quickly, we imagine we'll release redacted versions of those reports within the the next month or so.
Julian Assange, I mean, I certainly have no reason to believe that you're anything other than a responsible individual in setting up WikiLeaks. And certainly the model for WikiLeaks in some sense is the sort of open source information, value set that is behind Wikipedia and other sort of open source motives on the Internet. But in that context, how can we really evaluate, any agenda unless we know the source of this information? I actually don't care about your agenda at all. It's the agenda of the original leaker that I care most about, and that's the one that's most revealed here, or most concealed here.
Well, in fact, the sources of all our material are concealed. The individual people behind conveying the information to us. But we do know the source, the original source of the information. It is labeled in every report. Every reporting unit who wrote that information is labeled. The military, the material as a whole comes from the United States military with occasional inputs from U.S. embassies or on-the-ground informers in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Well, that's a lot of folks. I mean, I don't know the source. I mean, so I can't evaluate it. You say you have evaluated it, but I can't evaluate it.
You certainly can. You can look at each document, and it will tell you what the source of the information is in each document.
You said that there's evidence of war crimes in here. That's something that you're talking about, and you said there were a suspiciously high number of civilians killed by ricochets. Can you give us details about what you think? I mean, you've said that that's for other people to evaluate, but clearly you feel as though the United States military is concealing something.
There's a lot of statistical work to be done with that material, and in fact, it is the raw ingredient behind the aggregate statistics that we see released by the Pentagon. This is their material that ends up in those big casualty figures, ends up in the pretty graphs that you might see Secretary of Defense Gates displaying at press conferences. So we can see by examining each report in that archive whether the base ingredients for those presentations are in fact accurate.
And you have tens of thousands more documents that you say are coming out soon.
That's correct. There will be 15,000 or so which will come out sometime in the next few months.
Thank you so much. Julian Assange is the Australian journalist and founder of WikiLeaks. He joined us from England.